From Spark and Anvil and Saffron Lab, this is Bind, in Chapter 1 of the Saffron Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In a small village beside the slow mill pond, there lived a beaver tween named Bind, who could turn a thin, watery sauce into something smooth and silky. Bind was broad and calm, with warm brown fur and steady, patient paws. She wore an apron with a big front pocket, and in it a small whisk and a little tin of flour. When a sauce was thin and split and watery, loose ingredients refusing to become one thing, Bind would thicken it, gently, until it turned smooth and glossy and held together. Bind had a sentence she liked to say, slow and warm. A thin sauce becomes a smooth one when you thicken it, Bind would say. Cook it down or add a little flour. Thickening turns loose things into one silty whole. People sometimes gave up on a watery sauce, thinking it was ruined. Bind would just set it back on gentle heat and coax it together.
When Bind was small, her mother had taught her over a pan of gravy. Her mother made a gravy that, one day, would not come together, thin and greasy and watery, the fat in the liquid refusing to be one thing, sliding apart in the pan. Young Bind thought it was hopeless. "Watch," her mother said. She stirred a spoonful of flour into a little butter until smooth, then whisked that into the thin gravy and let it cook, slow and gentle, stirring all the while. And bit by bit, the loose, watery gravy grew thicker, smoother, glossier, until it coated the back of a spoon in one silky, unified whole. "It wasn't ruined," her mother said. "It was just loose. The flour gave the water and the fat something to hold on to, and gentle heat did the rest. Thickening is patience. You bring the scattered things together slowly, and they become one." Bind felt a warm steadiness settle in her, the quiet satisfaction of seeing separate, splitting things be gently coaxed into holding together.
Bind came to Saffron Lab as a young beaver because a place that studied cooking ought to understand how loose ingredients become one silky whole. The old cook who welcomed her set out a thin, watery pan sauce. "This is loose and sad," she said. "Bring it together." Bind did not throw it out. She stirred a little flour into butter, whisked it in, and set the pan on gentle heat, stirring patiently, and slowly the thin sauce thickened, smoothed, and grew glossy, coating the spoon in one silky sheet. The old cook nodded. "You did not force it. You gave it something to hold on to, and you were patient. A rushed thickening turns lumpy. A patient one turns silk. You understand." In her kitchen, Bind showed her students two sauces. One was thin and watery, sliding off the spoon in sad drips. The other, the same sauce, thickened, clung to the spoon in a smooth, glossy coat. "The first is loose," said Bind. "All its parts are there, but they haven't come together. The second is bound, thickened, so it holds as one silky whole." She showed them the two ways, cooking a sauce down slowly so the water leaves and it grows rich, or stirring in a little flour or starch to give it body. "But gently," she said, "and patiently. Thickening cannot be rushed. Turn the heat too high or stir too rough and it goes lumpy. Keep it low and stir slow, and loose becomes silk." She let each student thicken a little sauce and feel the moment it came together under their paw. She said it warmly, "A thin sauce isn't a failure. It's just parts that haven't been brought together yet. And bringing scattered things into one whole, that always takes the same two things, something to hold on to, and gentle, patient warmth." "A thin sauce becomes a smooth one when you thicken it. Loose things become one silky whole." And when Bind said it,
drawing her spoon through one last glossy sauce, her broad, calm face filled with a deep, contented warmth, the settled happiness of watching scattered, splitting things be patiently, gently gathered into one, and of knowing that coming together is almost always a matter not of force, but of warmth and time.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to bind. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.